The time is 6:09 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. Hey, David, do you like letters? Sure you do.
Sure.
472-K-O-O-P. Anything said on the show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else's.
Awesome. How much longer are we going to have to do that, by the way? The letters thing for numbers on a phone number.
You couldn't have talked to me off air about that?
Sorry.
Couldn't have been a jerk to me off air?
No, I'm just saying because everybody has smartphones and the numbers don't align with the letters anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm not picking on you.
So you're saying, you're not saying how much longer do we have to
do that
in the intro?
No, I'm not.
You're just saying how long in general.
Yeah, as a society. Jeez, it's all about you, isn't it, during this radio show that you co-host?
It's half about me. It's half about me. On good days, 60%.
I know.
I don't know. I have no answer for you.
Sorry.
But do you have an answer for this, David? What did we start out the show with, music-wise?
We started the show out with The Temptations. That was off their anthology. I forget their original album, but that was Ball of Confusion from 1970.
And after that, off of their forthcoming, once again, self-titled album, Crystal Castles, Suffocation.
Oh.
Off of Crystal Castles 2 is what I'm going to call it.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because it's self-titled again.
Self-titled again. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Crystal Castles. Didn't really care. Maybe they like The Roots, and they're going to number, like, track one's going to be, like, track 11 or something like that.
Is that really?
That's how The Roots do it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, we want to sort of, like, our total catalog or something.
Or maybe they're going to be like Weezer and color out their albums.
Yeah, and that didn't happen. Because the first album had a picture of them.
Mm-hmm.
The second album's got a picture of, like, a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I can call this, like, the girl album.
I like that.
And Crystal Castles 1 will just be called Two Shot. I'm going to go with Crystal Castles 2. I think it's going to call that album. But I'm looking forward to it because I like the... Hey, David, how's it going?
Oh, it's going effing great. Yeah. I'm doing okay. How are you?
It's been a busy, busy day for this guy. I didn't even have time to go to Free Comic Book Day.
Are you kidding me?
That's correct.
Oh, but you're looking forward to that.
Well, it is a day where I get most of my wrapping paper.
That's true. And some of your gifts, too.
No, not really.
Yeah. I still have a Vampirella that you gave me about 3 Christmases ago.
I don't think there's a Free Comic Book Day thing.
What? I'm pretty sure it was.
I think it was an introductory priced issue.
Well, forgive
me. But that wasn't the thrust of the gift.
No.
I was more of a writer for that gift.
Yeah, but I still appreciate it nonetheless, and you're still a liar.
But
anyway.
Folks who want some comic books, like Free Comic Book Day, at least at Austin Books, goes until 7 p.m. Just throwing that out there, FYI.
Yeah.
Although I can't. If you go over there, I would at least like you to listen to the show on the radio on the way over.
Yeah. Sit in your car, and then during a station break, run in.
Yeah, a station break, or when David's talking.
Oh, wow.
What?
Well, guess who's coming during the show? Hey, everybody, go get your comic books. David's going to talk a lot today. No, I'm kidding.
Can I do that? Is that an option?
Do you want to go get comic books while I talk?
No, I'll do the radio show. Oh, my God. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing really good. I'm celebrating a little bit because I can start cursing again, officially.
Oh, yeah. For folks who didn't hear last week's show, first of all, shame on you.
Yes, how dare you.
Secondly, David announced the beginning of a social experiment he was running. David, why don't you tell people about your social experiment?
In an effort to sort of improve myself in a weird kind of way, I decided that I curse too much and I'm a little too inappropriate for my own good. So I thought I would go a week without cursing. Or, you know, no, I tried as hard as I could without cursing.
And you define curses or inappropriate things as something you wouldn't say in front of your mom?
Yeah, exactly. Because my mom is the center of all that is good in the universe. And I wouldn't say certain things, certain vulgar things, certain profanities in front of her. So I had an invisible mom around me all week watching over me.
See, if I was running this experiment, and let me ask you this. So every time you said something that say fit the criteria that you wouldn't say in front of your mom, you had to pay a dollar?
Yeah, dollar in the swear jar.
If I had the same rules, I'd have to put a dollar in the swear jar every time I talked about how I don't believe in Noah's Ark.
You're not allowed to say that in front of your parents.
It's trouble right there.
Yeah. But there was one caveat. There was one little writer that we agreed upon last week.
Ride it on the snow.
That's fine. pardon me. My goodness. It was that I was allowed to curse in the privacy of my own company. So if nobody else is around, it doesn't count. Here's the thing. I kind of wish it did count now.
Why?
Because I curse a lot when I'm by myself.
You talk a lot when you're by yourself?
I talk. Oh, my God, yes. I'm like home alone. And if I don't talk, then I live in a silent movie, and that'll drive me to madness.
See, well, here's the thing. When I'm home alone a lot, it's got to be like hour 12 until I start talking to myself. Uh-huh. And usually that would have to be like a weekend or like a, yeah, sustained home aloneness.
Right.
But yeah, I don't.
Well, no, but if I happen to see a pretty lady walking by and nobody's there to hear me ogle her, then I'll talk to myself. So, or if I have a delicious sandwich.
Beep, beep. Back it up. I'm the human drop today. That's what they call me.
Yeah, you are.
Human drop. With the sound effects mm-hmm. and the audio clips. I have a plethora of Family Guy quotes I'm going to spit at you later. Not really. Don't worry. Don't touch that radio dial. So you see a lady go by and you say something out loud that's profane enough where you'd have
no,
to...
No. We're jumbling topics here. I don't say anything. I'm talking about, we're going back to the subject of talking to myself.
So you're just saying
I talk to myself.
If you see a pretty lady go by, you would just say something out loud.
I'll make a comment. No, I'm not vulgar when they walk by.
I just said say something out loud now.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Yes, I will say something out loud, or if...
Plus, yeah. You're kind of vulgar when they walk by.
A little.
Oh, you didn't have to agree to that. Oh, I'm boxing you in for laughs.
I'm not baby. A liar. You're not going to catch me in a lie, Mac.
I planted several pretty ladies to walk by the co-op studio
during
the show. Yeah. See if you'll say something to yourself under your breath.
You hit a microphone in your garter. Garter? What's the thing I'm looking for?
Why did you tell people I wear a garter during the radio show?
Well, now I can't think of the name. Boutonniere. Wow. Why didn't I go to homecoming more? Anyway.
So how'd that experiment work out for you?
Back to where we are. It went okay. Here, let me run through the tallies, because I said from Saturday, the end of last show, to this show, I would count it.
I'm going to put you at, $14.
Well, hold on. So Saturday, I cursed once. I have little tick marks in my book here. Sunday, cursed four times.
You managed to transfer these tick marks from your hand to the book?
Yeah, okay. I did. What was I?
When you're writing them on your hand, I was like, man, you're going to sweat these things off.
I didn't chase a greased pig on Sunday. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I the only one whose hands get sweaty during the course of a normal day?
Yeah, I didn't have a conference to attend and give the keynote speech to. I did fine.
I'm sorry, David Ice. David Ice hands?
That's right. Monday, nothing. I'm sorry. Wait, I read that wrong. Monday, two times. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, four times. So we're already up to... 5 + 2 = 7, 7 + 4 = 11.
11.
Thursday kind of got off the rails. Because here's what happened during the week. Anytime I was around other people, I would be prone to cursing. It's my nature. People started to question why I wasn't, and they sort of missed that other David.
People started to question why you. Who are these people?
Oh, I don't know. You and others.
What?
Yeah. When we were all gathered around Sunday,
I would go, "Why aren't you swearing, David?"
Yeah. No. It was like. You know, because I would mind my P's and Q's. I would say like F instead of the thing, or I'd say S.
Oh, well, and there was a lot of like. It wasn't so much questioning why you were cursing; it was debating the finer points.
No, and there was also I don't like this, David.
I don't know if I said that.
You did.
I don't think I did.
Okay, that's fine. Well, now you're a liar. So here's where it goes off the rails. Because Thursday I was also hanging out with you and hanging out with another friend of ours.
Yes.
And I just wrote a lot in my book because I just remember cursing a lot. And that's sort of where it falls off. I didn't curse yesterday because I didn't see anybody yesterday. I didn't curse today because I didn't see anybody today. But Thursday, I kind of... We've got a project coming up that's due tomorrow that's a little stress-inducing.
So are you saying... Are you blaming other people?
No. Well, sort of. Yeah, actually, I am. Well,
looks like somebody turned into a little Johnny Blaine.
No, I'm not blaming other people because... those are the rules. If I'm allowed to curse while I'm by myself, then the whole experiment is flawed now. And
so it's just when you're around people, you talk more, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Had I yet to do over again, and I'm not going to because that's asinine.
How come?
Because I need cursing. I need it, Mac.
You didn't feel that way at the beginning of the first experiment, though? First week?
Notice
I'm saying first.
You know what?
Not only.
I didn't. I felt like I could make do because, you know, like when I go visit my family, I make do. I can have a conversation like a grown man without cursing, without being a vulgarian. So I thought, oh, I can carry this over into real life. But real life is hard. And sometimes I need an outlet. And that outlet are words that make me laugh. And those words make me laugh. So, yeah, I need it.
And why, how come you wouldn't want to try for... So that's what you've... That's what you concluded.
I've gleaned that I'm a monster.
I don't know about a monster.
No, I'm a monster of the highest order. And parents should shield their children from me. Because I have stuff coming out of my mouth that will make their ears bleed. Hi, Mom and Dad, if you're listening.
Wait, now,
this is what you raised.
Something happened to me last night. I actually went to, you know, that band, The Laughing, that's in town. They're bassist.
Yes.
Friend of the show, Sean Neasley, decided he hates this country so much, he had to move to New Zealand.
Yeah, it's awful.
So I went to his going away thing last night, and something happened at that little get together, which seems to only happen to you and me. And it was so awesome when it happened to somebody else.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have an inkling?
I got an inkling, but I'm not going to.
What do you think it is?
I think somebody, you know what? I don't know. I'm not.
It's gonna. When there's loud music or there's loud noises. Okay. Do you see where I'm going with this? Take a guess.
Yeah. And you're having a conversation and the music stops. Is that where you're going?
Yeah,
with
pretty
this?
Much.
Yeah.
So it's like, the thing is what I'm talking about. Sorry. Yeah. It's when you're having a conversation that involves you saying something inappropriate. And it could be like relating a story. You could be like, yeah, and then the murderer said, "Oh, cut off your head." And there's like a loud sort of level of like background noise or music. And right when you're saying like maybe the apex, or when your story reaches its most inappropriate,
uh-huh.
And you could just be relating something to news, but whatever it is that's when the background noise or music dies.
Right.
And you're just left with like complete silence and you saying like, "I'll cut off your head." And you can like look around. People are staring at you. And this always seems to happen to me. Seems to happen to you a lot.
Yeah, it kind of
finally
does.
Happened to somebody else because they were like, God, what was it? They're like, they're talking about taking pictures of their cat,
uh-huh.
Sort of like in a adorable pictures. It's like, yeah, that's so cute. And I just love looking at it so much. It's almost like music dies, kitty porn. But I'm talking about, okay, here, let's see if we can. Here you go. Okay. A little simulator. Wamp, wamp, boom. Hold on, I gotta hear the beginning. Ooh, okay. Yeah, and so I love taking pictures of my cat so much, and I love looking at him. It's almost like it's kitty porn. Oh, what? Why did it go down? No, I'm talking about K-I-T-T, not K-I-T. Oh, come on! See, it was that thing.
That's awesome. I'm glad it finally happened to somebody else.
Yes, and if you look, the look on my face was like someone said, Santa's at the door. I was like, so happy. In fact, that is one of my best memories of hanging out with that guy who left Sean Neasley.
Yeah.
Is we were in a situation, we were out of town, and the temptation to make a fool out of myself was very strong.
Yes.
Yet he had had way more to drink than I had.
Yes.
And so even if I made a complete and total ace out of myself, this guy was going to 150%.
Yeah.
So no one, I could have punched the guy in the face and be like, Mac, oh my God, can you believe how drunk Sean was? Which I didn't punch anyone in the face.
No.
But yeah, good to know.
Yeah.
Have fun in New Zealand, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to miss you.
Yeah, let's play some music, dude.
Let's do that. We'll take a break.
What do you got queued up here?
What do I have queued up? Number 8, right?
Riders on the Storm, yeah.
Sure. Witch from their Paralyzed album. This is I, more Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Boo rip. This is the all Metallica Mac can play with his mouth hour.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
Hey, it's the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hotta, and the number is 4725667. We just heard Witch from their Paralyzed album. That was I, and it got me rocking because it's Saturday, and that's what rockers do. What? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
I had to go to Cabela's today.
Right. Yes. I wanted to hear the story. Yes.
I just remembered this. So we went, because Cabela's has like a, it's like aquarium.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the aquarium is all like catfish and stuff. Like okay. Catfish and bass.
Sure.
Like stuff that, you know, like I'm trying real hard not to, I'll call it a backwoods fish aquarium or something okay. like that.
A blue collar fish aquarium.
Oh, let's, yeah, sure. Because there's no, there was this one South American catfish.
Oh.
But still just kind of looked like a big catfish.
Yeah.
But I heard a kerfuffle. Kerfluffle?
I don't know. It's a made up word.
Coming from the aquarium area because it was feeding time. Do you know how they feed these fish?
I don't.
With smaller fish.
What?
Yes. And so we went in and I have to say it was fascinating and horrifying because they let these like little goldfish and minnows. They, I guess where they're standing above the aquarium, you can't really see them, but you can only see them from the viewing window. You can see the fish, the little fish like enter the aquarium. Their life expectancy, it's almost like Normandy, my friends. Life expectancy after those little fish hit the waters was like a second at the most.
I don't like this.
Because they'd swim and they'd be like, oh, where am I? Where's the water? Boom, they'd be eaten.
Oh.
It was, and then they were like dropping them in like eight at a time. And then at one point, I guess he emptied the bucket.
Oh, jeez.
And it was like, why am I so terrified of this? And I couldn't turn away, but it was terrible.
Yeah, that first question, that's a legitimate question. Why are you terrified? Or no, that shouldn't even be a question. You should be terrified of that.
See, I don't know.
Okay, maybe not terrified.
Terrified is the right word, but it was...
You're not going to dream of being the fish.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I kind of did.
Oh.
I kind of imagined myself being like, as soon as you enter a room, being like, hey, what's this room? And I'm dead.
Yeah.
And then 200 of my buddies get the same thing.
Yeah. Because I'm no animal rights activist, but that shouldn't be just on display for everybody.
But you know what made it all worthwhile, David?
What?
The hooting and hollering of the crowd.
I can imagine so.
Woo-wee, Mom, look at that fish, eat that other fish! Now look, you like hunting, you like outdoors, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
Fishing sounds like a great way to relax.
Oh, it's a blast.
I'm not PETA, I don't have a problem.
No.
But I don't know, something about this aquarium, already like, it's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But the feeding bothered me, it bothered me. I don't know why, I don't want to make any value judgments about it.
Uh-huh.
All I'm going to say is, all I know is how I felt, and I felt bothered.
Well, if you go fishing, if you go outdoors and catch a fish, there's no guarantee you're going to catch a fish anyway. So when you do, it's kind of fun. It's like, oh, wow, look what I did. But if you're going to a sporting goods store to stare through glass at fishes eating fishes, and if you're going to applaud the effort, you're kind of a jerk. I don't know. Look,
fishes in nature, they got to eat fishes.
They do. I know this. That's fine. Tiger, but I'm not paying two bits to see it.
Tiger's got to kill a zebra.
Yeah.
I got to kill cows to... put in my Whataburger.
But you know what? Even if that were to happen at the mall, I'm not obligated to stand there at the case and watch a tiger eat a zebra.
Look, if a vegetarian says like, you know what? If you want to eat that burger, you got to watch that cow being killed. I'll be like, all right, fine. I will. I'm not going to applaud it though.
Yeah. Seriously. That's where it gets weird and creepy.
I don't know. It was weird. It's like watching the Lakers beat up a JV team.
What?
And I hate the Lakers. Anyway, how are you doing, David?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing a lot better because our fortune is coming our way very soon.
Oh, thank God. Finally, some good news.
Yes, some great news. Where'd my thing go? Yeah. I don't know if you heard about this the other day.
I didn't. Whatever you're talking about, I guarantee you I didn't.
Actually, let me start from the start. Let me back it up a little bit.
Good place to start.
Yeah. A few months ago on the show, we talked about movie properties.
Yeah, stuff like Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, like that's getting made into a movie. Battleship's getting made into a movie.
Facebook's getting made into a movie.
That's right.
The social network.
Yes, that's right. Monopoly is getting made into a movie.
Yeah. I think Brad Pitt's going to play the Monopoly man.
Yeah. I believe Antonio Banderas is playing the Shoe.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And Sir Anthony Hopkins is going to play Free Parking.
That's right. It's, come park on me. That was the worst. That was the worst.
That was maybe Sean Connery whispering something to somebody. Hey. Come park on me.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you didn't know they're remaking Face Off with Anthony Hopkins and Sean Connery?
Oh my God, I would pay $20 to see that.
Face Off. Anyway.
I'm Castro Troy. There you go.
Oh, that's the best!
Whatever.
So yeah, so we on the show, we talked about how we should buy a property on the cheap, flip it, and turn it into a movie, and make billions of dollars off of it. But, it seemed like a dumb idea. What are you going to do? Buy Where's Waldo? What are you going to do? Buy a Rubik's Cube or something like that? I don't know.
But it seems like all these properties, they see these other stupid properties getting snapped up. They're rubbing their hungry hands together, dreaming of their own payday. So if you go, hey, Lightbright, I like the option. They go, yeah, fine, $100,000. And you'd be like, what?
Yeah. But surely there was some bottom of the barrel. There had to have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess Hollywood found it, because this week it became official. The Magic 8 Ball is becoming a movie.
Magic 8 Ball, the movie, huh?
Yes. They've already signed. They've already attached people to write the screenplay. They've already attached producers.
Who are the people attached to write the screenplay? Do you know?
Yeah, their names are John Gunn and John Mann.
What else are they? What? Gunman.
Yes, it's a Gunman production. Well, it doesn't say, but they were tied to DreamWorks Animation's Alcatraz versus the Evil Librarians project. Haven't heard of that either. Well, that's what it takes to make a Magic 8 Ball movie. Write something for DreamWorks Animation.
Is this like Jumanji, where the Magic 8 Ball predictions come to life?
Here's the thing. Yeah, because a story hasn't been made public yet. But what could that story be? Yeah, is it going to be like Jumanji? Is it going to be like... I don't know. I could see it being like a liar kind of thing, where it's like, you know, Ray Humperdinck couldn't make the right decision. It's like, do you love me? Until one day... his life ended up behind the eight ball. And then it's like, you know,
oh, geez.
Shake it up, like that Cars song. And it's like him like shaking it up. It's like, should I ask for a raise?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like they're in a meeting room. They're like, all right, guys, what's the movie studio that optioned it? Do you know?
Paramount.
We're in the toilet. Right? We haven't had a hit since that last hit we had. What ideas do you have? And like, oh, having a movie where Will Ferrell is like, I hate it. What else do you got? Having a movie where Nicolas Cage, I hate it. What else do you got? I don't think high people have enough movies to watch. I like it. Go with it. Like, haven't you ever been really high and looked at a Magic 8 Ball and be like, what if it was real, man? What if it was real? But yeah, totally like Yes Man, I think it was a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where you're like, you know, or like that episode of Seinfeld where George decides to do the opposite of whatever he says. Some guy's like, man, my life is in the toilet. I'm going to just let the Magic 8 Ball choose for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Magic 8 Ball, should I ask this girl out? Shake a shake. No. Magic 8 Ball, should I marry my dog? Outlet looks good. Guy wins $1 billion.
Yeah, whoa.
In a dog marriage settlement. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not writing this. I'm not high.
Yeah, but seriously, though, like, oh, should I ask for a raise? Shake a shake a. Yes, you should. Mr. Pfeffercorn, I would like a... Wait a second. That's not Mrs. Pfeffercorn. You got a raise. Shake it up. Like, that's the movie right there. And then it's just like a montage of him doing dumb stuff, like riding a horse through a wedding or something. I don't know. This is a dumb idea. Why am I not making money off of it, though?
What's the twist? Where's the turn in the movie? Does he get to... does he forget the Magic 8 Ball?
No.
Does the Magic 8 Ball fall in the hands of, like, his evil nemesis?
Ooh, maybe. Yeah, maybe some other guy at the accounting firm. Oh, maybe he's like a stock whiz.
Is it like Dumbo, where a little rat goes like, hey, ball was never magic. The magic's in you. And then, like, he can decide for himself now.
Here's the thing I was going to say.
Dumbo had a feather.
I was going to say, I don't remember Dumbo being a horribly racist movie, but it totally was.
That was the mouse.
I know, but I, yeah.
Look, Dumbo wasn't terribly racist. It was just, wait, what'd you say? Horribly racist?
No, it was terribly racist.
It wasn't terribly racist, it was just horribly racist.
Yeah, it just had those singing crows or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Crows.
But here's the thing that surprised me most of all about the Magic 8 Ball.
So racist.
In the press release. They're talking about, I don't know, they had to give you background.
There was a press release on this?
On the Magic 8 Ball. Yeah, exactly. Because Paramount has extended its business with Mattel, and they had to announce it. It says here, the toy has 20 preset answers to whatever questions one can ask about their past and present and their fortunes.
So you're saying inside the 8 Ball is a dodecahedron?
Did you know it had 20 different responses?
No.
Because I've only seen like 6. And one of them is, try again later. That is the laziest toy I've ever seen. Like, I'm kind of busy. Why don't you come back?
8 Ball's hungover. Try again.
Yeah, exactly. It was either yes, no, outlook is good, outlook is bad, or try again later. I hate you, Magic 8 Ball. And I actually tried to go buy one today, and nobody had one. So,
where'd you go?
I went to, there's a drugstore right here close to us.
I'll
name names. I went to Walgreens, and then I went to Target.
Well, okay, Target surprises me.
Yeah.
But Walgreens doesn't.
Walgreens has all kinds of crap.
They would have a Magic 8 Ball, though.
They got trading cards from, like, the 80s, okay?
What if this, worst case scenario, Magic 8 Ball movie's a hit? People actually start trusting Magic 8 Balls to make the decisions for them.
Yeah, exactly. See, yeah, exactly.
Because, like, after Dark Knight, remember that wave of people that were trusting two-headed coins to make their decisions for them?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And all those people that became vigilantes?
Like Harvey Two-Face, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
The character's name was Two-Face. His name was Harvey Dent in the movie.
Well, that's what me and the other cops called him. I'm doing it again, David.
Mac,
I'm placing myself in Dark Knight.
Mac, come back. Come back. It's just a movie.
Oh. Batman can do the things the cops can't. He's like a Dark Knight. Oh, what? Oh, oh, don't hurt my sons. Oh, what? Oh.
Mac.
What?
Why do people fall?
Come back. They can get back up again.
That's right.
He's like, oh, I'm Mac Blake. Oh, man, I hate that. I love that movie so much. I found myself getting into it.
This show got off the rails, right? Let's just cop to it. The show got off the rails.
The worst thing is when I found that I was like a cop, Vincent from a movie, Heat. Thought I was on the trail of a bank robber.
Yeah. And what did you end up doing?
Ruined my marriage.
You ended up robbing your...
My stepdaughter almost killed herself. But you know what, David?
Yes.
I take down crooks. That's what I do. You want to play some music?
Still on Heat?
You want to play some music? The show's off the rails. If you're next to some rails, I would
stand clear because here comes the mascot wedding show.
Oh, this show's
not
terrible.
Staying on it.
This is another loss.
What? We're gonna look back on this months from now and say what next? Can you do me a favor and change it to a track 21, please?
Track 21, yeah. I don't know. I don't think this show's a win. This show's like I think we've lost like three shows in a row, kind of like the Mavs.
No.
But you know what that means? Next one's a win, and then what happens after that? I don't know.
Next round, I guess. I don't know.
Who cares?
This is the Action off their Old Gold collection. This is Climbing Up the Wall. More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
Oh, I guess I should press this button.
See me.
Oh, one of those websites is mascotwedding.com. We're also on the Facebook. A lot of hot goings on there. If you want to know what's going on with us outside of this program, I suggest you check that out if that's something you're interested in. We just heard The Action Climbing Up the Wall off of their album Rolled Gold. And it took the entire show, but we finally got a phone call. KOP, you were on the air.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling about your topic.
Yeah, what's your name, caller?
You know who this is.
Have you called the show before?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh, wait, I know who this is.
Yeah, that's right. Say my name.
You live in Sunken Valley, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is Garth.
That's right. You got it, pal.
Yeah, you're... What's going on, Garth? No, nothing. No, never mind. What's going on? What can I do for you?
I just want to tell about your topic, but never mind if you're going to be that way about it.
No, let's go. Let's go. I'll talk to you about the topic. What do you want to say?
I just want to say I think Candyman, or not Candyman, Candyland, excuse me, would be a great property to turn to a movie.
You think Candyland would be a good property to turn to a movie?
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. You can go through like a world of adventure. Maybe put some bodacious mamas in there. Oh, man.
Okay, yeah. I could see Hollywood doing that. I don't know if I'd go see it, but it seems when you compare it to the Magic 8-Ball, it seems like a much better choice.
Yeah, what would you go see? Goofus and Gallant the movie?
Probably not as well, no.
Yeah, double your fun.
Okay, that's a good tagline for that movie.
Yeah. Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, yeah, you haven't called in, I guess.
Yeah, well, I've been kind of busy.
Oh, yeah, what have you been up to?
I just got out of the motel.
You had to stay in a motel?
No, I got out of the Iron Bar Motel.
Well, you got out of jail.
That's right.
What did you do to put you in jail?
I don't know. You know that?
You don't know?
I do. All right, fine. I do know. I was being glib.
Well, what did you do?
You know that rally that was downtown this week over by like the convention center?
Wasn't Sarah Palin in town?
I don't know. Who is that?
You don't know who Sarah Palin is?
No.
She was the former governor of Alaska, Republican nominee for vice president.
No, Joe Biden's the vice president.
Okay, but she was the Republican nominee. She's the one that didn't win.
Who did she run with?
John McCain.
She ran with the guy from Die Hard.
That's John McClane.
Oh, my God. That's a fictional character. You're such a dude.
Anyway, you were...
I don't know who that is. Right?
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
I just saw a bunch of signs, and I thought it was like a rock show. So I showed up, and I whipped my sign out that I bring out for rock shows.
What's the sign that you bring out? Is it clean?
Eh, sort of.
Well, if it's sort, well, then maybe you shouldn't say it.
It asks people to show me their stuff.
Okay, that's
women.
Okay, that's
women.
Yeah, I figured as much. Did you get arrested because of that sign?
Yeah, probably. They thought I was a threat to security or something. I don't know.
How long were you in jail?
I don't know. It all runs together after a while.
I hear that about jail.
Yeah. You know what? Was she some kind of politician or something?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what you get when you run for office. You're a politician.
Okay. So she was just probably scared of me then. I get it now.
Why would she be scared of you? Besides the obvious reasons, it's you're a thug.
I'm a what? No. Not for that reason.
For what reason then?
I'm throwing my hat in the ring.
Oh, you said she's scared of your politics.
That's right. I'm entering the political ring.
Well, normally I would say that you entering any sort of ring would be a bad thing, but, you know, it never hurts to be more involved in your local politics, so I'd say good on you, Garth. Good luck.
Local?
Oh,
no way. No way, no day. I'm taking this national.
You're going for national politics, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You heard about the stuff going on in Arizona?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah, that immigration jazz.
That's right. Making immigrants show their papers at all times.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I'm not for it, I have to say.
Good. That's the side to be on.
Oh, is that what you also feel about that?
Yeah, that's right. I'm taking them down.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for you.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, illegal immigrants should be allowed to come and go as they please.
Okay. Yeah. Somewhat. Yeah, I don't, sure. That's what you think?
If they want to cross the border and then come back and then cross the border again and come back, then who are we to search them, you know?
So you don't want any sort of searching on the border?
No.
What if they're bringing over something illegal?
Like what?
I don't know, drugs?
That's not illegal.
Yes it is.
Okay, so what if they do?
Then I probably shouldn't allow it. I guess.
Well, look, okay. The point is, I'm against the bill, all right? For whatever reason is my own.
All right.
So I'm starting my own party. You know about this this Tea Party or whatever it is?
Yeah, the Tea Party movement, yes. Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah, they seem to be really big in this immigration bill, so I'm taking them down.
Well, good for you. I hope you do take them down.
Yeah, them and their leader, Mr. T.
I'm sorry, what?
Mr. T.
You think Mr. T is the leader of the Tea Party?
Well, why else would they call it that?
Well, it's named after the Boston Tea Party.
It's named after the Boston Celtics.
No, that's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's the Boston Three Party. Or Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen.
Ray John Rondo, yeah.
No. Well, enough sports. No, Boston Tea Party... During the time of the revolution, a bunch of drunk guys throw some tea over into the Boston Harbor as a protest.
Nah, you lost me. You lost me at Boston. Sorry. I don't care anymore.
All right.
Anyway, I'm starting my own party.
Oh, yeah. And this party's going to be opposed to the Tea Party?
Yeah, it's going to be opposed to a lot of stuff. That immigration bill just happens to be one of them.
What's the name of your party going to be?
I'm glad you asked.
Good.
You're going to call it the Pizza Party.
Pizza party.
Yeah, because it sounds fun, right?
Pizza party is the most fun.
Doesn't sound like a bunch of stuffy dudes getting together like a tea party does.
That's right, it doesn't. Pizza parties do sound fun. All right, well, I like the name of your party, Garth.
Yeah, plus I want to get rid of Italians.
You want to get rid of Italians?
Yeah, that's right. If you support the pizza party, you support anti-Italian movement.
Is this like a kind of an ironic satire on the tea party?
Why?
Well, I mean, you can't really want to get rid of Italians.
Yeah, I'm just saying they were immigrants at some point too. You know, we shouldn't show leniency just because they've been here longer.
And this, you're not. I'm going to go on a limb and say this isn't satire.
No, I really want to get rid of Italians.
Why could you possibly want to get rid of Italians?
Because they're criminals.
Okay, they're not criminals.
It's true.
So every Italian is a criminal?
Yeah, they're just abusing taxpayer money.
How are they abusing taxpayer money? The Italians.
Oh, I'll tell you. I saw it with my own eyes. One time, I was at this fancy steak restaurant buying a steak, and this Italian guy paid with food stamps.
Okay.
Walked out of there with 8 steaks.
All right. That's your anecdote, sure.
Yeah, just a bunch of thugs. That's what they are, to use your word.
That was not how I described Italians. That was how I described you.
That's all I'm describing. Here's another thing. Another time, I was at Los Quesos. You know that place?
Yes, I do know Los Quesos.
Yeah, and an Italian guy walked in, and he said, "I have a bomb."
I also don't believe that.
And he said, "I'm going to use it if you don't give me churros."
So that's what an Italian person said.
Yeah, and then he got a bunch of churros, and he walked right out. Stole a white guy's car.
Garth! Ugh. Italian, there's a clear delineation for you between white and Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
I don't know. One is a Yankees fan, the other's not.
Okay, which one's the Yankees fan?
You know, them.
Which one's them?
Italians.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Garth, good luck with your being horrible. It seems like you've managed to keep that going.
So are you with the pizza party or not?
No, I'm not. No, sorry.
What if there's free pizza in it for you?
It's going to take a little bit more than free pizza to get me to hate Italians.
What if it's not made by Italians?
Wait, hold on a second. Pizza party? You don't see anything wrong with that?
No, I don't. Pizza's delicious.
Yeah, but it's from Italy.
Yeah, I know.
So you want to get rid of Italians, but you want to keep their food?
Yeah, but we've made it ours. We're taking back pizza. That's the slogan, taking back pizza.
All right.
And getting rid of Italians.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later, Garth.
Okay, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm calling the cops. Okay, yeah, no, bye. Ugh. Hey, another horrible show. Another horrible show where someone threatens to kill me. That hasn't happened in a while, actually. It's kind of refreshing. Clear Spot is coming up next. We got to skedaddle out of here. For some hot information about what's going on with Mascot Wedding, you may visit our Facebook group and also mascotwedding.com. For David, for myself, and for Austin, this has been the Mascot Wedding Show. We're going out of here with LCD Sound System off of their forthcoming album. This is happening. This is I Can Change. See you next week.